talent.
Attention hobbyists, sports fans, and collectors nationwide and abroad. It's time to get hype. Part of live from the Mojo Break Studios. It's Dan and Doug.
Come on!
So get hype. Be hype. This is the hype.
What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype, episode number 104 coming at you. We got a jam-packed show. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm inspired by the great Antonio Brown. He calls himself AB, speaks a lot in the third person. So for episode 104, I'm going to refer to myself as DC. So I'm going to try it out. I'm going to see if it uplifts my spirits. I'm just going to do a lot of third person, you know, interaction today. So DC did not get any first off the line today. DC tried really hard when he was trying to get his daughter ready this morning and try to get the first off the line, but DC had little success today. So, but we are going to talk about first off the line. We got some great insight. It's going to be a great conversation. We know all you guys are angry. We want to be angry with you, but we want to shed some light at the same time about this first off the line contenders that came out today that just broke the internet. Dan, what's going down?
Your mic's hot.
It is.
It is very hot.
It's a little up.
Oh, yeah, first off the line. Well, I was talking about before we went live. I'm good with it. I'm cool.
C-Rad 6.5, did you get any first off the line?
Absolutely not.
No?
I actually was in the app, and I got it all the way to where you get the it took 20 minutes for me to get the exit to the purchase screen, and I got to the purchase screen, and then I think all morning I was trying to, like, refresh the purchase screen over and over and over and over and try to get one.
Yeah, I tried for 15 minutes, couldn't get on the app.
I tried for 2 hours.
I tried for 15 minutes, couldn't get on the app. And then right before, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it one more shot. And it was probably 25 minutes later. Went up, worked, got everything in my cart, went to go check out. Could not get past that point of the checkout process. Mm. So I just quit and went on living my life.
I heard the way to go was the desktop was actually this time.
I was a little faster. I still didn't get any that way. But stuff that is available... Can't guarantee our site won't crash because it is very popular. But we've got 5-star. So DC put up some 5-star for you guys today for the schedule. Great break. We also have Absolute Football today, too. So it's a big release day that you won't have to get shut out on like a first off the line box. You can get some teams. You can get some random team style breaks. The pick your team for 5-star and Absolute are both on sale. So grab some teams and join in on the fun on that. So check it out,
MojoBreak.com. I really like that 5-star design this year, man.
Oh, it's clean. Very clean.
Especially the patch autos.
Oh, yeah. We pulled a Matt Olson. It was beautiful. Dan got a nice Ohtani shadow box auto. 5-star. I'm digging it, man. I really am.
I'm telling you, there's another release tomorrow that you're not even talking about. Everybody's like, I didn't get Contenders Draft, so I'm done with it. Obsidian 18-19.
Ooh.
I'm going. I'm going to get in the club.
You're going to get in the party?
I'm going to get in the club. I'm going to be first in line. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I'll probably get $1.
Yeah, I mean, don't trip. You got shut out, but show up tomorrow.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
Get Obsidian. Obsidian's just as good. Is just it? As good.
This is Luca, you know.
Just as good.
Well, here's the thing. So you got Contenders first off the line. And I'm gonna just take the whole product out of the equation. We're not even going to think about the product and what I'm going to say here. Is it, if you had $130, go to the next screen. I laid it out visually for you guys, $130. I had to scan all those in today, guys. I had some old 20s and 10s. Scanned them in. You take $130, you tell somebody, hey, if you have $130, most of you guys probably do, you can be able to get $500 out of that $130. So you're going to turn that $130 into $500.
You're sending grandma to...
Panini instantly.
Panini instantly.
She going to Panini, so who Panini's is, app? You're going to have her download the app?
Yeah, she's counting it. She must have got a couple boxes judging on all those hundreds. So yeah. If you listen to the podcast, we have a little visual thing going on here.
I don't understand.
Very technological around here.
I don't understand how... Did somebody just put it on a Craigslist and somebody came to her house and just gave her hundreds?
I think so, man. That's the money that she made off of the first off the line release. It was that quick.
So that's what happens. You basically buy it, and then all of a sudden it just turns straight into Benjamin's.
Just about. So if you think about that, if you take the actual product out of the equation and you look at it from a monetary standpoint, who wouldn't try? Who wouldn't try to turn $130 into $500?
All of us.
That's a $370 swing. And if you're lucky enough to get a couple boxes, you're just doubling it. You're tripling it. You're quadrupling it. If you had the Danbot, you might even get 10. I don't know. So then you don't even have to work for a couple weeks. Now you're living off the first off the line dime that you have. But this slide up here is here to show you guys that everybody and their mother is going to try to do this. It's free money. We're actually lucky that we're in such a niche industry that not that many people have heard of it. So all I'm saying is, who would not try to get this? And, you know, so there's a lot of people hating on Panini, and I'm not necessarily saying that their system isn't the correct way to do things, or it's, you know, how they're doing it is the right way. There's probably some ideas that they can do. They already postponed the release once. Their servers crashed. They didn't sell anything. Their servers crashed. They didn't sell anything. They came out today. Their servers crashed again. And, you know, everybody's crying
now.
Is
that photo from like an 80s Whitesnake concert?
That's outside Panini's headquarters. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It looks like it's from the 80s.
Yeah, that's, no, it's current.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, I got the acid wash jeans.
Yeah, that.
You can see the lady yawning in the back there. She's tired of waiting in line too. I mean,
be a good topic
getting
one day.
Whitesnake.
Kind of bouncing off of this, Zion this year is going to bring in so many people to the hobby. I wonder, you know, because we've never been probably through anything unless you were back around when LeBron was here, was coming up.
There was no interwebs then.
Yeah, you're right. There wasn't any like social media, none of this stuff that they had back then.
There was the internet, though.
Yeah, there was the internet.
There was the internet. There was the internet.
There was like AOL, dude.
No. We were all playing fantasy football at that point.
Were you getting into breaks in 2003 and 4? You doing that?
Yeah.
Somebody's breaking?
But I mean, cards.
So in our world, there was no internet.
There was internet. It was a thing.
Do you guys think that this, like all the people that are coming to hobby now, do you think they're going to be here just for 1 year, or do you think they're going to be like here, like now that they're kind of learning about the industry?
I think we're overhyping this Zion thing. I think we're overhyping this. We're thinking that overnight everybody's going to be like, I need to collect cards. No, actually, there may be just as many people who get fed up with this who are in the industry, in the hobby, who are going to bounce and not collect.
Right. They're going to get turned down because there's so much hype. But I'm taking this one instance here, and we do have a Zion segment, but I'm taking this one instance. You could literally, in your neighborhood, you could go door to door and just tell everybody, go on Panini's website or app tomorrow at 8 a.m. Pacific, 10 Central, and you could try to make $370 by spending 20 minutes of your time. How many people would not do that?
Well, I think there's a lot of that going on.
I mean, you could get a whole team of people and you know, but then at that point, that person's not going to probably give you the box. They're going to make the money themselves because it's just free commerce there. So, you know, there was a lot of backlash, and I don't know why people aren't used to this. So I'm going to be we had a show about 50 or 60 shows ago when First Off the Line first came out and then the site crashed and we ripped on Panini. But I'm taking the other approach this time because I'm tired of the WBs. I'm tired of the crying. I'm tired of the Me Too. I'm tired of the entitlement. I literally am, because Panini doesn't owe any of us anything. They don't. They put out a box that's at $130 that probably they should sell for $400, and they tried to put it in the market the best way that they feel possible. Now, there's some of the comments. The guy said, trash-ass website and app. You guys will be sure your top eBay sellers get all the boxes and jack up the price on eBay. Straight fraud company.
Who is your top eBay sellers? Panini's top eBay sellers?
Yeah, they have some on the payroll.
Do you think Panini gives a crap about anybody who's selling their product on eBay? They actually don't want anybody selling their product on eBay. So, crazy. I like trash ass, though. Trash ass website. That's
And this guy, and we've been talking about this on the feed, why don't you guys just adopt a lottery-style releases? Plenty of breweries do this with zero hiccups and sell out in record times. And I refer to it on the feed as, you know, what Nike does. The problem is, I don't think people realize that Panini's not a billion-dollar company.
Dude,
do you know how much that would cost to create software where they get a lottery system in place And then people are still going to be upset. People are still going to be like, what the hell? I didn't get it. I got told no. You suck. I hate my life. Boom. Like, I didn't get first off the line today. I spent an hour of my time. No. And it sounds fine to me. I just hear myself less now.
I think you turned down yours. It's too loud for me.
That's still mine. That's still mine.
Okay. Here, Dan.
My DC's voice is just golden today. It's just reverberating through Dan's ears. DC's voice.
A little bit higher.
But DC's voice is just it's the you know,
better.
Yeah,
I'm the songbird of my generation.
Anything, dude. It was like it was at like a 50.
Wow, I know.
Now it's like pretty much now I can't hear myself, but that's fine. I don't need to hear myself.
DC's voice sounds golden though. I don't know why you have a problem with it.
It sounds a lot better now.
I love DC
that you're not literally screaming directly in my ear holes.
So sold out, and this was just one little thread. Sold out before the time, that's whack. You're not making it fair. Laugh my ass off. Sold out before they were even released. This should be illegal. How the F does this sell out before it even releases? What kind of crap is Panini pulling? Show sold out 5 minutes left before release. What a joke. This is how you lose customers. They're not going to lose any customers.
They don't care.
We're all going to complain about it, and then we're going to be back on next week trying to buy the next one. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, actually, let's just face it. Let's just face it. I think we need new headphones.
No, they got.
I heard it too.
Was so loud that it was literally blowing them out.
Maybe I'll talk a little farther from the mic though. Oh, we got a Britney Spears shirt there.
Oh, that's pretty dope, dude.
That's pretty tight.
Work. I just saw Ed's comment why I'm not wearing a green shirt.
work, B.
You better work, Panini.
Work, B.
The situation sucks, but there's no way that they can really implement. Panini is a small company in the grand scheme of things compared to all these other manufacturers in other industries. They're not going to be able to figure out a way to not crash the website when there's a million people going through. There's a million people trying to make $370.
It's probably a million people that don't even collect cards.
There's people that got wind of this that probably make their living trying to buy and sell stuff or win sweepstakes. Every time we do a Twitter giveaway, I see, you know, Mom 24/7 Jill, and then everything she's not even having any regular comments. It's all sweepstakes she's entered, and you know that's fine. You make a living that way, but you win some and you lose some. You don't go on a forum and cry about you not getting something. They didn't charge you to do this.
Man, I really thought I should have wore my What About Me shirt today, because I didn't get any. I support Panini. What about me? What about me? Where's my box?
What about DC?
You didn't Hoover them enough at the VIP party, dude.
I've done some Hoovering.
You're not a good enough breaker to get boxes on the side.
I get it. I mean, you know, but you know what? When you have a release like Obsidian and you can come in the next day.
Are they giving you commission on that?
And pick it up. And you could just pick it up. I think it's $110 a box. I think you can buy a case if you want. And you just get right in.
You can go on their website right now and get some Puma shoes.
Actually, you can get some Bieber. They got some Bieber.
They got
up
Bieber
there.
Product up there, you know.
Wait, so what? I mean, what Bieber product?
Yeah, you get mad that the Contender sold out, but there's so much more, you know, great stuff on their site that you just get direct, shipped right to your house.
Yeah, you in there? Is that how you got that shirt?
What?
Well, see, I didn't spend enough. I got the same color shirt, but it doesn't have Panini on it because I don't spend enough like Dan does. So to move up to the next level, you got to get the, you got to Hoover a little bit better than I don't do it. Apparently, I don't Hoover enough.
The shirt was given to me free. It's telling me what I am.
You're a case breaker?
Yeah.
Nice.
In case I forgot.
Well, DC only wears V-necks, so I can't wear that shirt.
Cool.
So these are some images of some people this morning when they spent 15 minutes trying to get their boxes. That was what
they
their faces.
They spent 15 minutes trying to make $400?
They tried to. Yeah, I mean, I can actually see the fact that maybe some people called in sick to work, maybe thinking that they were going to be able to make that money up that they lost at work. So maybe that's a valid argument. I don't know. I didn't see that argument, though. It's like, man, I called out sick to work thinking I was going to make, that extra $300. So what I was thinking about, if you guys are on board, I was thinking about starting a first off the line support group where we all meet, we cry it out, we hug it out, and we get ready for the next letdown. What do you guys think? Should we do it?
If your feelings were hurt with this release, don't even try Prism. Don't even put yourself through it. Just pretend like it doesn't even exist. Don't even get in line. But tomorrow you can go get Obsidian for no issue. 18-19 Obsidian. Luca, what about Trey,
when is Black Football come
get
out?
Get all of it. Black Football. You may not be able to get that either because there's a lot of hype on that.
Yeah.
But you could try that as well. I think that's coming out in
that's
about
probably easier to get than first
10
off
days.
The line,
you may
right?
be able to get that. You can probably, I'm pretty sure you won't have any issue. If you have the itch for opening up some basketball, you probably won't have any issue getting Obsidian Basketball tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to love it. I'm gonna take it. I'm going to love it. You like
just,
that.
Just letting you guys know.
Kirk Cousins, you like that.
I'll be in line for Obsidian.
I'm
one
getting,
box.
Yeah. I'm getting it. I think I'm going to get a case of it.
All right.
I'm going to get a case.
Breakers get everything, man.
I might get two cases. We'll see. It might.
Case
it
breakers
might,
get
it
everything.
It might sell out. I might get shut out.
People will die over Prism this year, 100%. Yeah, if you like the comments now, holy crap. But, I mean, on
just
the real.
Don't even, if it's going to piss you off so much, don't put yourself through it.
And I do empathize at the fact that their system isn't the greatest.
But go into it with a mindset. If you're going to try, go into with a mindset that you're like, I'm probably not going to get it.
Right.
Don't go in there. Don't be like, man, when I get these three boxes and I'm going to like flip $300 and turn it into $1,200 and don't start spending that money.
Right.
Because I think that's what we're getting. We're getting people who are like, man, when first off the line comes out, I'm going to score like three boxes. I'm going to make like $1,200. And so I'm going to go out and buy this right now. I'm going to buy that right now because I got that first off the line money in the bank. It's already in the bank. I already got it.
Yep. I've already spent it, man.
So don't have that mindset. Have the mindset where you're like, hey, I'm going to try. If I don't get it, I'm not expecting to get it.
So it's like a casino aspect kind of in a sense.
It's like a life aspect. It's kind of how life works.
Mm.
You know,
so you shouldn't just feel like you're do everything in life.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say it. You said it.
I was just asking you a question.
Hey,
DC fans wants to know. They want to know if that's how you feel. But anyways, I mean, yeah, it's not the greatest system. You know, those JSON errors and those circular square rectangle errors that they have that pop on the screen doesn't make you feel warm and fuzzy inside. Believe me, I've went through plenty of phone throwing, plenty of computer throwing, plenty of dog kicking, and I feel you guys. But I'm at the point now where I'm a recovering first off the line addict. So I'm trying to preach to you guys that, you know, we got to get off this WB. We got to stop doing it. And what WB means is it means whiny bitch. We got to stop being whiny bitches about it. We got to just go on with our lives and try to get the next one. And if we don't, we try to get the next one. And if we don't, we try to get the next one.
Go,
and that's it.
Go in thinking that you're not going to be successful. Let's lower the bar a little bit. Lower the expectations.
Standard. Yeah.
Lower the expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
You're trying too much.
Yeah. I mean,
do less. Exactly. Maybe do nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe not even try.
Can we do a skit? First off the line support group skit. Like
we
not,
should.
Not today, but you know, like
it,
down the line.
It would be great. It really would be. But the other side of the coin is on this, guys, is Panini for one knows that they're leaving a crap ton of money on the table. They see that you guys, people have boxes on eBay, $500. They see Tom Fish paying $300 a box for people. So if you don't even want to deal with the fact that you're going to sell it on eBay, you can hit up old Tom from Blowout and he'll give you $300. So you just $170 like that.
I think it's up to $350 now.
It was at $350.
Yeah,
now,
I mean,
so.
on that note, Panini 100% knows that. You think that at the end of the day, they're sitting around a table going, man, like, if we just priced them at $500 a piece.
Right.
But that would look poorly on them and they would get so much bad press.
So much.
But the people who want it and truly do want it to open it up
are paying that much anyway.
Would actually buy that and pay for
they
that.
They are.
Much. So
we can look at
so
complete
Panini,
I guarantee
Panini
this complete
is
sale.
Just allowing X amount of people to make money off the product that they're making.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we can't have nice things.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Because you know what they could do? They could be like, you know what? We're literally beaten and battered by all these comments from John 420 about how he didn't, you know, all the John 420s of the world that didn't get their first off the line boxes and that we're a terrible company and that we're illegal and we're scamming people. You know what we're going to do? We're going to call up Steel City. We're going to call up Blowout. We're going to call up DA. We're going to call all the people that have the most money in this industry. And we're just going to sell first off the line to them. And that's all we're going to do because now we only have to sell to four people.
And then
we don't have to deal with any backlash.
And they can price it whatever they want.
They can
whatever,
price it at $500.
Whatever they want to price it at, Go ahead.
And I'm not hating them for that. If I was, you know, they're trying to make money, so they're going to get the first off the line from Panini. Because now Panini's just too tired of dealing with server issues that they're going to be like, you know what, there's an easier way out of this, and we can make the same money. We're just going to sell to the all the top guys. And to be honest with you guys, we do breaks. We deal with hundreds of thousands of dollars of product. And the first off the line is probably the most transparent thing in this industry.
Yeah.
It literally is. It's a set price, and it's on the website.
Yeah.
Like, for us, we're like, hey, we want 20 cases of Contenders basketball. They're all, we'll tell you in 6 months how much you get. You'll get maybe one. You know, and that's just not transparent. Well, who got it? We don't know.
Or we have some product sitting in our warehouse, and we could sell it to you, but we are not going to sell it to you because it may go up.
Right.
It's, like, trending up right now. I don't want to leave any money on the table, so I'm not going to sell it to you. I'm just going to wait until it hits a point that I feel comfortable selling.
Exactly.
Oh, is that double what the original price was? Okay, well, now I feel comfortable selling it.
Ooh, I like that. Panini said they're going to host MMA fights for first off the line boxes at headquarters in Texas. Can we bet on it? I mean, like,
Panini will get tired.
The heavyweight division will be pretty loaded.
The Panini will get so tired of the backlash.
And I'm in one of those.
They will
divisions.
Stop giving everybody free $300.
Right. That's
they're
going to
be like, they're going to, like what Doug was saying, they're going to be like, we are done doing this.
Yeah.
We're going to still make the product, and we're going to distribute it through any channels we want to. We're not going to allow it straight to the public.
Yeah.
And are you going to feel dumb about complaining at that point? Are you going to be like, maybe I should have shut my mouth?
No, well, there'll be a whole new other reason to complain now.
But maybe I should have just shut my mouth and tried to get the next one?
Well, that's what should have happened. But, you know, and I understand. It's a snap decision, and everybody's anonymous on the internet. I got a photo of Peyton Manning as my photo, and it's not really my face, and I'm going to talk shit. And
people have names, and they're not anonymous. And I don't know. If I was Panini, I'd pull the plug right now, and I would still make first off the line. But I wouldn't allow it to go to the public.
Yeah.
Because I, dude, it is so ridiculous to complain that you weren't one of the chosen ones to make extra money on doing nothing. It's such a ridiculous thing to complain about.
It is. It's entitlement. I'm a little entitled. I feel it. I understand. But I also think about it because we had a show when it first happened and we complained about it. And, you know, I took a step back. Thinking about it on this one, because this one's the biggest one that they've ever had. Literally, there's not been a bigger one. They've never pushed a first off the line release because of a server crash. I guarantee you, and we've dealt with server issues, and we're not, our servers nowhere probably even near what theirs are. And do you think that they sat at that board meeting and said, "I think we're gonna make the servers crash on purpose. That's what we want to do. We want to put this product out, and we want to cause the servers to crash."
Well, they want to put the product. Ideally, what Panini wants to do is they want to put the product out, have people buy it for $130, open it up, and enjoy it. They don't want to make a product that the secondary market is willing to spend $500. They don't want it. It's a fine line. They want to make a good product.
Yeah, because how many people are getting burned at the $500
price?
Yeah,
they want to make a good product, but they don't want to make a product where it intentionally goes up 3 times the retail price.
Right.
They don't want that to happen. And I love the comments that I see that people are like, great, I didn't get a first off the line. Now you guys are going to charge $500. Panini is not charging people $500.
No, it's people on eBay.
It's the market. It's actually you who want the product or the reason why it's going up to $500. Because there's more people that want the product than there is supply for the product. It's an easy supply and demand.
Yeah, DC wouldn't pay $500 for a box at all. DC wouldn't be doing that.
Dude. So Derek Carr, huh?
No. Me. Okay. I told you.
David
I'm doing
Carr.
The AB approach. I kind of like it. I'm digging it. I don't think I'm going to carry it into episode 105, But for episode 104, I'm just trying it out. I'm seeing how it fits like a new pair of shoes.
I hope you stop doing it.
I love it. Like 15, I love it. Because I see you guys cringe and, you know, and it's great.
Pretty
it's
bad.
Nice.
I could tell by everybody typing. They're not feeling it. You're making the room very sad.
No, DC doesn't bring the sadness. DC only brings happiness. That's how it goes. All right. So we're going to talk about Zion. So the reason why, first off, the line contenders is so goddamn high, it's because of its godson Zion. And, I mean, if this is anything, this industry for this year is going to be crazy. And Zion cards are going to – we won't even be able to predict the price of his RPAs because I think it will be off. I think we'll be too low. It's going to be stupid. I don't know. What do you think, C-Rad? I mean, you know, seeing this first off the line –
NTRPA?
We can't even predict the price.
We can't talk National Treasures.
99?
We can't even get the college product
right,
in our
I'm
hands.
I'm going to go on record right now, August 28, 2019, Zion's National Treasures rookie patch auto. Every basketball collector knows that RPA is going to sell minimum $25,000.
$25,000, the 99s.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like
25 to 30 minimum.
I thought you were
going to
say
starting
$72 free shipping.
Save that money, kids. You need is $25,000 to buy a Zion RPA.
That's a bold statement. You think that he's going to be healthy all year, huh?
Even if he's not healthy.
Oh,
$25,000.
Come on.
Yeah, it might be a $5,000 discount if he's injured.
No.
Yeah.
What if he plays?
He's going to part the Red Seas, man. It's literally.
What if he doesn't play? What if he gets hurt before the season starts? What if he does not play?
Doesn't matter.
$25,000?
They'll just keep showing the highlights of him just doing 360 dunks in college then over and over again. Or they'll bring back Julius Randle and nobody will know the difference.
Put him. I think $25,000 for a base RPA is too high.
What do you guys think in the chat? What do you think Zion's RPA out of National Treasures, not collegiate, National Treasures regular, the most sought after patch auto in the industry for basketball? What do you guys think it'll sell? The first, you know, for the first week, it may come down. I mean, Luka's at 10 to 15. So
no, we consigned a Luka. I think it was 10.
Well, okay, 10. But I think some of the greater ones.
That was
have
a couple of weeks after, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe a month after.
Yeah.
And that I'm glad Hits and Chicks is Pelicans and PYT for $3,000. We may be paying $10,000 wholesale for cases. I don't even know. I mean, it's going to be stupid. Which at the end of the day does kind of hurt the consumer, you know, because it charges everybody more for a product that should be, you know, a tenth of the price. But anyways, that actually kind of brings me into a chat I wanted to have, and we're getting close on time because we got a sold out absolute. Group Blake Checklist, which is a great site, guys. I'm sure you guys already use it. If you haven't, I would check it out. They have all the breakdown of teams for the checklist of all the products. So if you're getting in on a break and you want to know what the Hawks have or the Falcons or, you know, the Giants, you can kind of see, you know, what hits your potentially your team could have. But he tweeted out a couple of other days ago about the Zion hype. And he said, I hope Breakers will be doing a lot of random teams for the basketball releases this early release year. You won't be able to price Pelicans high enough. Grizzlies, yes, but not Pelicans. And I wanted to get your two thoughts on this because we've actually already have a PYT up.
I have some thoughts on this.
And what do you think, C-Red?
For me personally, I mean, I guess I somewhat agree. The only issue now is that random team prices are going to be ridiculous as well because of the market price of these cases. So, like, astronomical. Like, I'm talking about contenders – draft, it's going to be priced near NT prices.
Yeah.
Damn near if we do random teams, you know? Like, unless we do, like, I see. Yeah,
half cases.
Yeah, I get it. You can't price the Pelicans high enough. Like, but, you mean, really can't.
Half cases maybe like $100 a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it is getting, like, a little.
Yeah, it's true because then you're going to really.
It's tricky, bro.
Then you're going to get a team that PYT-wise would maybe. A $19 team that you're going to be
paying
$120. Well, there's going to be a fair amount of those $19 teams that you're going to be paying $100 for.
And that's a good point. Max says Mojo exclusive random groups, which is obviously a good way to do things. If you have,
I wish it was exclusive. It's pretty exclusive, but
yeah, I don't think. Well, it's a little bit more work, and I don't know if a lot of people want to do that. But what we do
and that's
is
one thing that we do like. We like working. We like putting in the extra work.
Yeah, we work harder, not smarter. But you know what we do is we have a style that basically is there's four different groups to a case, and you have group A, and it'll have the Pelicans and seven other teams, and it'll have group two, and it'll have the, probably the Hawks and two other, and seven other teams. And so then those groups, instead of a regular, you know, PYT style, you have a 1-in-8 chance of the Pelicans. So we probably could put some more premier teams in that group and then have the other four maybe be regularly priced, you know what I'm saying, to cover that. So that might be a good way to do it for the Pelicans.
And also we can look into – I've been talking about this on the stream lately too, what we did for 2016 with the Cowboys.
Yep.
Where we sell Zion separately, because there are two other good rookies on the Pelicans. Like, don't sleep on those other rookies on the Pelicans. So they'll be strong enough to be on their own apart from Zion.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they have, what, three or four, right?
Yeah.
Three or
four
rookies. That we – when we were doing that in 16 with football – It was tricky. It was tricky.
It was tricky.
It was tricky.
But that might be a way to go.
It was
for
tricky
some of these.
For people to comprehend
that you're only going to get Dak.
I got the Cowboys. What do you mean I don't get Dak or Zeke?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, especially if like the secondary market on these Zion cards are selling for what we expect them to sell for.
Right.
It's going to be insane.
And I wanted to analyze this response to the group break checklist tweet. Hobby Connector, which I see pretty active on Twitter. Don't know exactly who the Hobby Connector is, but very active, putting in a lot of work. Had the point, and I wanted to kind of – this is going to be a get-off-my-lawn type of moment here for me, and Dan will probably agree. But he says, I think having the Pelicans as a filler is the way to do it. Everyone gets a shot at them at a lower price. Everyone that buys into the filler, that is. Now, I'll do filler 101 for you guys. So we don't do fillers, never have, never will. It's like, no, Melvin, without the Blue Notes, you'll never go platinum.
Oh, dude, I was like, is that a little doggy style reference?
But basically, a group breaker will put up a PYT. It'll look just like a PYT. It'll have all the teams priced out except for the Pelicans. They will not be available for anyone to purchase at that moment. So people, you know, buy the Hawks, you know, people buy the Grizzlies, people buy whatever. So it gets down to getting close to whenever the breaker decides to break, because they usually, people that have fillers don't run schedules. So when they decide that they want to break it, they take the remaining 15 teams that are left, and they take the Pelicans, and they take the price of the Pelicans, and they take the price of the 15 teams, and now it's a random for those remaining 15 teams plus the Pelicans. Problem I have with that is I've always had a problem with fillers, because you're not making every team available at any second of the day. So the filler is literally only available to the people that are in that breakers chat at that specific moment. And
you're going to be way, way overpaying for the bottom tier teams.
Right, because you got to figure this guy, this breakers, had this PYT up for 5 days or whenever, however long they've put it up, and most of the other good teams have already been picked off. So now you have a 1 in 15 chance at the Pelicans, but you also have 14 out of the other 15 teams that are probably pretty lackluster that you're going to get. I get the point of view, and I see it. I just have a problem of, you know, things need to be a little bit more transparent, and that's why we've never done fillers.
Well, with a team like the Pelicans, you're dangling a carrot, so you could basically – I'm not saying everybody who does a filler, but if you were to break it down, the fillers along with – the PYT, when they combine them together, probably are the people who are taking in the most money per case.
Right. Well, yeah, without knowing
financials. Because you can basically dangle that carrot of the Pelicans and essentially push an extra 10 to 15% out of each team.
Yeah, you could. I mean, DC doesn't know any factuals, but I mean, if I had to guess, they probably do take more money. So
I would say I'm 90% sure.
So,
well, 10% doubt. I don't know how it works.
And then also there's no like true price realized of the Pelicans. So if somebody's paying $100 for a filler, but what is the breaker charging for the Pelicans? You know, if they actually said that, like the Pelicans are $750 to us. So we're going to build that price.
I mean, if you put a retail value on your listing saying like, we are valuing the Pelicans at $600, and then you do a filler, then at least you know you are valuing the Pelicans
right
at that price. But I've never seen any breaker do that.
And yeah, and then back to my get off the lawn moment on the whole fillers aspect of it, I already mentioned in the first part of my statement, was the fact that it's not available to everybody at every second of the day. It's kind of like if you went to Best Buy and you wanted a new iPad, and they're like, well, the iPads are only available at 5:30. That's it. So you have to be here right at 5:30. Or actually, they don't even tell you. They just decide. Actually, it would be more like it. You were at Target, and then they just did an announcement that the iPads are now available for this 20 seconds. So that's what I have a big problem with, is people don't know how to get into fillers. They don't know when the filler is going to happen unless they spend all day on their feed. So that's my two cents there. Not that it means anything, because everybody does things differently, but that's my opinion on that subject. That's DC's opinion on that subject.
Nobody cares.
Chad from Firehand does pretty does random numbers on high priced teams. I've seen that. That's a good idea. So what he'll do is that he'll
Wreck It Ralph.
Chad, if you want to shoot me some PayPal for the advertising, no, I'm just kidding. He'll take like a high priced team and then he'll cut it 10 ways. So if he took the Pelicans, he'll do 10 spots, and then you'll have random number one, random number two, random number three, random number four. It cuts it up. It makes more people skunk, but it makes the spot a lot more affordable in that sense too. So that's kind of a way to do it as well. But moving on, we're running a little short on time now. I had a few eBay listings. I wanted to bring back the bad eBay 101s. I found a few. I didn't spend a whole lot of time, but just misusing the eBay 101. Just misusing 101s. I'm just on eBay. I'm just trying to find true 101s, and I come across dumb listings like this. So this is a Topps Turkey Red Vince Young auto, numbered to 25, 22 of 25, and it's graded 9.5 with a 10, and the guy said it's a 101. I don't see how. 22 is not his number. It's not a 101, so why'd you put 101 in your listing? The next guy, this one was pretty good.
You know what everybody's going to say, though? It's the only one on eBay.
That's not a valid 101. You can't label 101. It's not valid.
I love this one.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, 2007, select 1 of 10, gold X-Fractor, prism refractor, new mag eBay 101. So how I'm reading that, and I don't think he intended it this way, is he put new mag. So it's because it's in a new mag, it's a 101. Magnetic, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what's
new mag 101, baby?
What's a new mag?
It's the only listing on eBay that has it in a magnetic. So it's a new 101.
No, a new mag.
Well, as like,
there's might be other ones on there that have a magnetic, but his was right out of the packaging, new mag.
So old mag?
Old mag. Used mag.
It's all scratched up, all the surface. I mean, it is a pretty damn good scan. I'll give him that much, but yep. So new mag eBay 101. The card is numbered 1 out of 10. It's Russell Wilson. I don't know how you get eBay 101 out of that one.
Because it's the first one stamped?
No, that doesn't work.
First
either.
One stamped.
Yeah, first one stamped.
I know, stamped. But that doesn't work for me, dude.
Dude, yeah, you're
eBay 101.
You're being a little tough. You're being a little tough on this today. Like, you had the other one. That was the only one on eBay.
How do you know that? I didn't do any further research.
Nobody's selling Vince Young stuff.
Yeah, he's a legend in college.
But yeah,
made all his money.
You know,
in
first one stamped, 1 of 1. Go ahead. You got another one?
That's it.
That's all you got.
That's all I got.
Because
today.
You could also do, but if it's 99 and 99?
No.
eBay 101, no. Last one stamped.
No. Well, then all the numbers are eBay 101s then.
They are.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right.
Let's stop doing that. There's people legitimately looking for 1 of 1s. All right, last segment. Andrew Luck, retirement. Caught us all by surprise. I was going to see Forrest Gump of Country on Saturday, and I got the news that Andrew Luck is retired. I could not believe it, and I immediately felt bad for my friend Ryan from RBI Crew, because we were just at the National, and I sold him a Contenders for a lot more than they're going for now. So I immediately felt bad in that situation. That happens. But to me, what's crazy about it, and I want to compare it to the card market. So this guy, 2012, you guys all remember, you guys that collected back then or at least paid attention to football back then,
hot.
Suck for Luck. That was a real thing. Teams were sucking to get Andrew Luck. That's how hot of a commodity this guy was.
Hot.
This guy was probably the highest ranked quarterback prospect in the last
in a long time.
10 years, probably, easily. Mm-hmm. You know,
rightfully so.
Well, because he went to Stanford and you're a homer. I get it.
He was a great player.
And you know, had a pretty good career, went to the playoffs first year, you know, and his cards, his Contenders autos ascended to almost 2,000, and they've been hovering around 1,400, 1,500 with the impending season, you know, getting ready for this season. They got some stud guys in last year's draft with Quentin Nelson and Darius Leonard. Both got Rookie of the Year, I believe. And, you know, things were looking up for the Colts, so a lot of people were collecting Luck. So you can see within a month, this is what you got on eBay. Well, this is what happened to your collectible.
I might skip it.
$1,500, buy it now on August 2nd. Somebody just clicked it. Man, I need that Andrew Luck. $1,500, 2012 Contenders, Andrew Luck.
Smart move.
Love that card, too.
Yeah, it's a beautiful design.
I would have done that.
And then literally 23 days later, $400 for the same card.
No.
So that is a $1,000 loss with the retirement announcement.
Dude, and even buying it at $400.
That seems like a bad deal.
It's a bad deal. Because what's going to make that card go up? There's nothing. Andrew Luck.
He comes
love
back
Andrew
after
Luck.
After a few years.
Don't think he's coming back. I would almost guarantee 50-50. You Andrew Luck is not going to come back.
3 years.
Andrew Luck is not a Hall of Famer. He didn't play long enough.
Yeah.
So
college football Hall of Famer?
No, there's maybe. Nothing that's going to make that card appreciate in value.
But if you think about it from
except
like
except coming back.
He's not I could he ain't coming back.
But I'm just saying that's the only thing that would make the card
go back
up.
I think there's a way better chance of Rob Gronkowski coming back than Andrew Luck.
But if you think about that, like if you put it in like the real world, right? You're like, you know, your friends love you, you're working at a great job, you have all these friends, like Andrew Luck's your friend. And then, like,
Andrew Luck is my friend.
Right. So then
he's everybody's friend.
You're like, hey, guys, I'm retiring from my job. You lose all your friends then. That's basically what's happening. Everybody's jumping the ship.
No, dude, everybody, like, he had so much outpouring support from the NFL.
Not from the collectors. They're just all selling it.
Or the Colts
fans.
Yeah,
but his peers. His peers were out.
But like, those people decided to believe in Andrew Luck, and then he came out and said, I'm retiring, and then nobody believes him, and they hate him now.
So you're saying all the people that were booing him when he was walking out the field were all card collectors?
Probably. Yeah, they all had contenders. The guy that was the loudest probably had cracked ice. It's like, cracked ice. God, no, boo. You know, hey.
Actually, I got a question. Say that happened to your team. Say your starting franchise quarterback. You're at the game. Put yourself in those Colts fans' position, right?
Mm-hmm.
You hear like at the game, say Derek Carr is like 2 weeks before the season starts, he's all, I'm out. I mean, that would be entertaining because the whole Hard Knocks thing. You're like, I got two more episodes of like, what are they gonna do
right
now that they lost their quarterback? But let's say Garoppolo last week playing this game and he's like, yeah, my heart's not really in it. That basically, the Colts had a promising future going into this year.
Mm-hmm.
They were probably a good chance of winning that division, good chance of making a playoff run. How do you feel as a fan?
Well, and also to be fair, some of these guys probably had a few sodas. So if I had a few sodas or four or five, probably going to be a little bit more reactionary like they were. And it's not so much hating the man's decision. I don't think it was anything personal with Andrew Luck. I think it's the fact that you come to grips that the high hopes you had for this season are now crushed.
Yeah, I mean, granted.
So it's nothing personal against Andrew Luck. It's the fact that my team has Jacoby Brissett, and hopefully Jacoby Brissett's good, but, you know, I think it's my team now. We're back to where we are when we lost Manning.
But you're looking at it, and we've been all talking about it. We've been all super stoked. We're all looking forward to football. It's like the what ifs, like, I mean, the Raiders are going to be better than they were last year. The Niners should be better than they were last year. The Rams were in the Super Bowl last year. So we got a lot of excitement here.
Mm-hmm.
If they basically came out and said, well, Jared Goff doesn't really have it anymore. He's out. He's done. You're starting the season with Blake Bortles as your quarterback. I'd be like, dude, we're not going to win a division. Like, our season's pretty much over. What I've been looking forward to for the last, like, 4 or 5 months, I have nothing to look forward to now.
Right. I don't think I would boo.
I wouldn't,
I would be disappointed.
I wouldn't boo, but I'm pretty sure, like, the next day you'd probably come to the office and you probably wouldn't be sporting your Jimmy G jersey.
No, not at all. I'd be pissed.
You probably.
But it's a different scenario. Jimmy G's only played like 7 games for us, right? So it wouldn't be as hard of a Band-Aid.
The consensus around here in the Bay Area is that he is the second coming of Montana. He's the savior.
What if Montana did that 6 years into his career?
I'm trying to figure out who would be closest to Andrew Luck to doing it. Maybe like a Matt Ryan or something? Maybe Cam Newton. Cam Newton would be probably a similar scenario because it's a guy that's went to a Super Bowl, that's went to playoffs. And if he can't, that would probably be the closest thing.
How about Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson be the same thing, same year.
2012, yeah. Same year. What if Russell Wilson basically had a press conference and was like, I don't want to play football
but
anymore.
But I think what the scenario with Russell Wilson is at least he got him a Super Bowl. I think the Colts, obviously they won a Super Bowl with Manning, but the luck they hasn't. They were feeling like they were getting there with this franchise quarterback. And they didn't get there. It was like the blue ball scenario. They didn't get to the promised land. Now, if Andrew Luck would have won a Super Bowl last year,
I don't think that makes it any. I don't think that makes
it doesn't make it any
different.
Better. But
I don't think that. I don't think that really.
But look at
anything.
The Raptors fans with Kawhi, dude. They're like, okay, cool, that's fine. They gave up a bunch of stuff for Kawhi, but they won in finals, and they were like, all right, peace out, dude. It's
the Raptors.
Cool. Thank you.
They don't have a long lineage.
Yeah. Well. We ran a little bit over, but we got a sold out absolute. I want to tell you guys about a 64 box we got on Friday. This thing is insane. 64 box NFL warm up boom palooza. We got 2017 impeccable in there. We got 2015 flawless. We've got cases. We've got contenders from 2018 in there. It's a ridiculous lineup. Skunk prize is a VIP gems box, which we only have one more left, and I think those things have gone up to like $600 or $700 because there's possible Zion gems in there. So we're giving away those as a skunk prize. We've got lots of stuff in that break. That is this Friday, guys. It is nuts. Get ready for the football season and wipe away Andrew Luck's history. I'm getting in this football break. No, I'm just kidding. DC would get in this break. This is the type of break that DC would get into. So, and I also wanted to mention from last week's show, we've got the Pastime Marketplace giveaway. The Pastime Marketplace has these awesome cases, and you can see them at pastimemarketplace.com. They hold your graded cards. We're giving away an XL case, so you can travel in style with your cards, nice and protected in this nice little case. If your wife is like mine, she's like, clean up your cards. Why are they all over the desk? This is messy. You know, move your cards. You can put this thing in your closet, put it away, open it up when your friends come around. This thing's awesome. But you enter in to win one by going to mojobreak.com, and on the front page, there's a little free break sign up. It's not a break, but it's a free break link. Click on that, and you'll be able to enter in, and we're going to announce the winners September 25th on the show here. So Pastime Marketplace was kind enough to donate one of these cases, and we're going to donate to a lucky winner as well. So check it out on the website. And that's all we have for the show today, guys, but don't go anywhere because we've got Absolute. We've got Five Star. We're ripping that all day long. And make sure you listen to us on if you're watching the live video, we do have a podcast version of this as well. You can get it on iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, Spotify. There's many avenues to get our podcast. And the number's been climbing, guys. We really appreciate it. It really makes DC happy that you guys have listened to the show. And we really appreciate you guys listening in. I think DA as well. And
duh.
DA likes it. And
duh.
So does CM. See him over there.
Duh.
But anyways, all right, guys. We'll see you guys shortly to do the random for Absolute, and we are out. And that's it. Oh, you talk about